guys from your old team. What so far has kind of been the biggest difference after moving to Spire just behind the scenes?
Yeah, that's a great question. I think that everything's so new right now that it's hard to give you those answers because we haven't hit the racetrack enough to know exactly where everything's at. Like, for instance, you know, I've done a lot of simulation work and a lot of DIL, but the important part of that is the correlation to the racetrack. And I haven't hit the racetrack yet, right? And so until we get through a few of these races where we can go through a lot of that information, but I would say from, you know, a global kind of overview is there's a lot of people at Spire right now. There's a tremendous amount of leadership, and there is a lot of really, really smart people, some that just joined and some that have been there for years. And there's great people at Front Row, right? So it's not that much different. I think the biggest difference is there's more on the leadership side. There's a plan. There's a vision. It's clear of the objectives of what we need to do and how we're going to get there. And so there's a runway and a plan, you know, to get to where we want to go to.
And then you mentioned the simulator aspect of it. With all the different manufacturers having their different programs for driver development and assistance, things along those lines, after being, you know, kind of like with Ford for so long, was it, I guess, jarring switching over to Chevy and just kind of learning that new system, the new people?
Yeah, definitely. It's taken a little bit to get used to the, like you said, not so much the people, because there's a lot of people that I've worked with in the past there. And but the system is different and the technology is different. So it does take some getting acclimated, and there are things that are different. But at the same time, you know, at the end of last year, even mid-season last year, I sort of cut off from all that anyways. So it was just refreshing to get back in the mix and start working on setups and plans, you know. So because last year I had a little bit of a break from that.
All right, we'll go to Bruce and then to Dalton and then Jacob.
Do you think that Spire has all the pieces in place that they could be this year's track house or 2311?
Yeah, that's a great question. Yes, to answer your question, yes, we do have the people in place. But as you know, it's not just having the people, right? You can load up a room full of the smartest people. It's putting it into processes and production and performance, and that takes time. Because everybody has ideas and everybody has a way that they've done it or think we should do it. And they're all great ideas. And they're all from people that performed at a very high level in the Cup Series. It's getting everything implemented into our processes and procedure before we'll see all that. And that's going to take some time. But the potential's there. And people are what create potential. And they're there. We have the right people to do it. But it's going to be a process for sure.
Hi, Michael. Dalton Hopkins, the Front Stretch. With Ayo Castroneves being in this race, making all the headlines, four-time IndyCar champion, or Indy 500 champion, you yourself have a diverse background. Is there anybody out there from your travels that you would like to see also come out and try this race?
Yeah, that's a cool question. I haven't really thought about it. Yeah, I'd love to see Lewis Hamilton come in, maybe not Daytona. I don't know if we want to throw him into Daytona, but it'd be cool to see him come do a road course or something like that. Just because he's, you know, he's one, shown interest, and two is, you know, he's the greatest driver to sit in a Formula One car in our generation or in our era. I know that can be argued. I mean, I grew up a huge Michael Schumacher fan. I don't think anybody will top that in my book, but, you know, obviously Lewis has won a tremendous amount and done a lot of big things, and I think that it would be fun. Daniel Ricciardo too, he's showed a lot of interest, and he needs a job right now. We should get him over here. And I enjoyed the guys that we had come over too, you know, like Kimi Raikkonen and you know, Jenson Button. That was huge, you know, and those are guys that I grew up looking up to that, you know, were karting world champions and going up through the open wheel ranks, and that was kind of my path and journey. So it was neat to see them come and do it. And also, too, just how hard it is, right? And I think that there's not a lot of opportunities for us to go do that. And so there are opportunities for them to come and do our sport. And so it would be cool to see more guys do it.
Is there anybody from the sports card side of things?
Well, I mean, as you guys know, there's so much talent in sports cars, right? Because typically those guys that are your factory drivers in sports cars were open wheel or Formula Junior champions, right, that just didn't quite make it to F1, or they were F1 test driver, and I don't want to say got demoted, but it just didn't work out. And so sports cars has a tremendous amount of world-class drivers in that. And, you know, essentially that's what I came out of after open wheel was IMSA. And, you know, it's just hard. It's hard to break that stereotype of being a road racer, right? But I think that we've seen quality race car drivers in anything are going to figure it out. There's so much talent out here, and that's what is so hard for people to understand. That's why I'm so thankful to be one of 40 or 41 that are going to start on Sunday, because to make it to this level and to be in the Cup Series is so difficult, and there's so many super talented drivers out there that could deserve the opportunity.
Jacob Zielman, Race Face Digital. Michael, your run there of 5 straight super speedway poles ended last night. Obviously, you've still got a shot to get a good starting position through the duel tonight, but if you don't, how is that going to change your approach or maybe make this harder? Because we've seen with this package how important track position has become, even more so than previous years.
Yeah, track position is important, and people that say that qualifying doesn't matter are lying. It does matter. I had a hunch that our streak was going to come to an end, just because everything's so new, right? And it took us time to get to where we were, and it took, you know, perfecting that package and that body and all the things that go with it. So coming into the first race with our group, I kind of knew it was going to be an uphill battle, but I was really proud of the effort that we put into it. And even though it doesn't, you know, we qualified 17th, and you look at it, you go, oh man, it's not that great, but it's a big improvement from where Spire was last year at Super Speedways, and so it's moving the needle in the right direction. And I think the biggest thing that I take away from that that's important to me is we were 0.07 away from making the second round, which means we're in the game, right? And so when people say that it doesn't matter, I disagree, because if your car is 4 or 5 tenths off in qualifying, yeah, you're going to stay in the pack and you're going to stay in the draft and you're not going to lose a lap. And depending on how your lane goes and your pit stops, you might have a good day, but you're not going to lead the pack. You're not going to block both lanes. You're not going to have the speed when down to the end and people are going to go with you. So you still have to be in the game. And so for us, only being that few hundredths or a tenth off puts us in that game to go and contend tonight and go and contend on Sunday. There's still a lot to learn, right? Like for me, this is my first time in a Chevrolet with the next gen body to go push and take a push. And obviously the Chevy is shaped very differently. And so there's a lot that I still have to learn, you know, throughout this weekend. But I think we have the speed to be in the game, and that's important.
With what you said when you first came to Spire about wanting to be able to have longer term security, and you talk about being in the game, do you see then that pathway for you and Travis to keep moving that needle and ultimately getting you and getting Spire where I feel like you guys have the vision it can go?
Yeah, and it's not us, right? It's a group, right? You just look at the depth that we've added, and I would hate to just sit here and list names because you're going to miss somebody, but, you know, from a high level, bringing on Rodney and bringing on Cheddar and bringing on Matt McCall and bringing in Dax, and you just go down the list, and there's a lot of cup wins in that building right now, and so they are going to move the ball, the needle, and we're a part of that for sure, no doubt. And I think that what our group, Travis, myself, and, you know, the 71 car, we bring a level of intensity. There's no doubt about it. But intensity is good and bad at times, right? You can be intense and still suck. And so you have to move the needle. And I feel like we have all the right people around us to do that. But it's going to be a process for sure.
We'll go next to Kelly.
KellyCrandallRacer.com. Michael, you just touched on it. I wanted to know. Thank you. Yeah. I wanted to know tonight with that Chevy body, is the focus going to be on trying to learn and push and get pushed as much as possible with your car?
For sure, for me, that is a priority. I mean, we want to improve our starting spot, right? So we want to have a good race and we want to move forward. But I definitely need to take the opportunity to learn, right? And I'll have to ease into that a little bit. And where before I never thought about it, I'd just line up square and hit the guy in front of me as hard as I wanted to, right? And so you don't want to be the guy that causes a big pile up, and especially in the duel. So I'm going to learn as I go here of how you need to be set up and lined up and left and right and how big of a push. And that'll take a little bit of time. But I have all my teammates, all my Spire teammates in my duel, which never happens, as you guys know. Like, it very rarely happens that you get all of your teammates. And there's a tremendous amount of Chevys. I think there's 14 or 15 in that duel. So I'll have some people to work with, and that'll work with me. And that hopefully that gives you a little bit of forgiveness, right? Like, when if you time something wrong or you make a little bit of a mistake, you can get that energy back. But I want to go out there and learn and race hard tonight. In order to learn, I think you have to race hard, because Sunday is what counts, and I want to be prepared for that. And so I don't want to make that mistake on Sunday and it costs you a shot at a good finish at the Daytona 500 or win. I would rather do some of that tonight and Friday to get ready for Sunday. So
we're next to Kenny.
Kenny Sargent, Speed Freaks. Hey, Michael.
Freak Nation.
Yeah, baby. When I was with Raja earlier this afternoon, you interrupted us. Thanks for doing that.
Sorry.
But what you did, you just went up in the hall and started talking to Raja, and come to find out, you're seeking some advice from Raja as you're running the truck tomorrow night.
Yes.
Bubba Wallace brought this up too, saying it's no longer me giving advice to Raja, it's Raja and I exchanging advice.
Yeah.
What is it about Raja, and what is it about having teammates at Spire where you can share this information? I mean, you're a Daytona 500 winner, man, but you're asking this young dude on how to run a freaking truck. It's bananas.
No, it's not bananas. He's got way more truck starts than I do, and he knows the trucks well, and he knows the Spire trucks well in the process. So, you know, in the old days, it wasn't that big of a deal jumping from Xfinity to Cup to trucks, because for the most part, they were similar downforce levels, different horsepower, but not huge, same transmission, a lot of the same parts and pieces. Now it's completely different. You know, you're going from the next gen that's five-speed sequential back to a four-speed H pattern and different shift points and all the different things that come with it. So I've been leaning on Raja a lot just to help prepare for the truck start that I have coming up. And what I love about Raja is he's such a student of the sport, and he has a tremendous work ethic, and he just does all the right things. He puts in the time. He studies hard. He's doing all the things that you could ever ask a young driver to do that's pursuing it at a high level. And so I have a tremendous amount of respect and a lot of time for him. He pulled me aside a couple weeks ago, and he does some simulator work for us. And he said, hey, I ran Watkins Glen right after you ran Watkins Glen. I've been looking at the data. You know, why do you do this? And will you spend some time with me and tell me? And I was just like, I was just smiling that was me 20 years ago. Like, I just love it. I love how intense he is about it. I love that he puts in the time, and he's a student, and he's working really hard. And so I've enjoyed the time I spent with him, and he has helped me prepare for this truck race. And we watched video and looked at data and talked about shift points and how he sets up his dash and lights. And because it's been 16 years since I've sat in a truck, so I'm not coming here thinking, oh man, this is easy, I got this. I'm just like, don't screw up, don't screw up, don't screw up. So, but it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to it.
Any additional questions for Michael?
From Burnham, Burnham. I like it.
All right, Michael, thanks for coming
in. Thank you, guys. Have a good weekend.